All right, we are back, and you are tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, Community Connected. Once again, this is your host, Vince Tropea, with Coffee Time. We just got done talking to the Wyoming State Auditor, Christy Racines, and now we're going to be speaking to Jillian Balo, the Wyoming Superintendent of Public Instruction, who is also a part of that one-shot antelope hunting team. Jillian, how are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing really well. Thanks so much, Vince, for taking some time with us.
Thank you so much for coming in. We were kind of chatting before the show started that I used to be a teacher here in town, and I had a number of my teacher friends like, the superintendent's going to be here. Jillian Balo's going to be. I'm like, I'm interviewing her in a few minutes here. So it's very well received that you're coming here.
Well, it's really exciting. And anytime, I mean, I'm out and about in the state often, and it's always great to visit schools, even when I have other things going on.
Oh, yeah, especially when you're a part of a huge event like this, you can come into the community, chat on shows like this, go to the middle schools, talk to them. How did you get involved with the one-shot antelope hunt?
You know, it's interesting. Our team and Auditor Racines is hunting on the governor's team. Our team is the Wyoming women team, and it's three women, all born and raised in Wyoming. It's Megan Degenfelder, who's in the oil and gas business, Representative Ember Oakley right here, from right here in Fremont County, and myself. And all of us grew up hunting with our dads. And it was our dad's sport. And so it wasn't really until we were adults when it became our sports as women. And so, you know, all of us hunt and fish, and some more than others. But the three on my team grew up doing this with our dads and then just kept at it.
Just kept at it. Mm-hmm. Were they involved with the one-shot antelope hunt event as well? Your father's?
My dad was not, and I'm not sure about the others, but I certainly grew up. I grew up in Gillette, and I grew up knowing about the one-shot antelope hunt, and it was frankly a little bit mystical, kind of, what is that all about? And so it's really exciting to be a part of it in any capacity, but especially as a hunter.
I bet. When I was chatting with Christine, she did kind of have some, not trepidations, but it's a different type of hunt. What are your thoughts going into that? What do you think is going to be the biggest challenge for you and your team?
Hey, you know, there's some different pressures. We were also talking while Christy was visiting with you about how many traditions there are with the one-shot antelope hunt that don't make a whole lot of sense until you hear the story behind them. And so it's really interesting to hear all of the stories around the hunt, to learn all of the traditions. Mm-hmm. The rules that really haven't changed since day one around the hunt are very interesting and unique to other hunts that I've been involved in, such as not being able to use any artificial stands for your shot. And so I've been out at the range working on, you know, knee placement and working on taking shots and hitting my target without any stands.
Fashioning stands out of old twigs.
I haven't done that. That'll be a bonus if I can find sagebrush. Sagebrush will be a bonus. But so that's definitely been a challenging part of the hunt. As far as the pressure of being timed, I personally am really trying to put that out of my mind. I'm going for an ethical harvest. I'm going for the camaraderie, and frankly, if I don't have a great shot, I won't be taking it.
And then that's what because you have to have an ethical, and you have a guide there that is not just giving you advice on where to go, but they're making sure they're kind of like a referee, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And my guide happens to be Travis Sweeney, the business manager for Fremont County School District.
Oh, wow.
And so we knew each other before. We know each other in a new context now. And so I'm just placing so much faith in him, and he is the same in me. And I think it's going to be a great hunt.
I think it is, too, especially if I used to work in the school district here, so I used to get tons of emails from Travis all the time. I think he's going to be a great guide for you.
Yep. We've already connected regarding the hunt. He'll be accompanying me on the school visit to Lander Middle School, I believe, and we're just, you know, we've already done some talking about, you always strategize a bit before the hunt, so we're strategizing a bit about timing and glassing, you know, how we're going to just take a look in the field from sun up until we are done.
That's amazing. I've never been a part of the one-shot antelope hunt before. I'm not that familiar with what goes on there. Is it a multi-day event, or is it a one-done kind of day?
It is a multi-day event, and I think it's really important to just acknowledge and recognize that, you know, one of the main purposes, I'm not even going to say it's tangential to the hunt, it is a main purpose of the hunt, and that is to raise funds for Water for Wildlife that, you know, really assists with conservation. It assists with just the maintenance of not only our lands, but of our wildlife as well. And so last night was a fundraiser, a successful mm-hmm. fundraiser for Water for Wildlife. Lots of representatives from across the nation who are supportive of Water for Wildlife. And that's not just in Wyoming. That's, you know, across especially the drier states in this part of the country. And so it's really exciting to be a part of that fundraising effort as well. And then I would say, you know, of course, I've never done this before, but I would say probably the hunt activities more or less kickoff today.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, so but still there's that focus on Water for Wildlife throughout the weekend and the focus on conservation, which is a principle and a standard that all hunters and anglers really embrace and carry with them in the sport.
I've noticed that quite a bit out here. Christy gave me a little bit of guff because I said, when you catch the antelope, I really showed my colors there for not being much of a hunter. I'm from Ohio. When I moved out here, I got to really find out how hunting's different out here. It is about harvesting the animal. It's about respecting the land. It's
Absolutely.
About, it's not just the trophy.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, there's the camaraderie and the stories that are really special. But there's also that, you know, just that notion of putting fresh food on your table or someone else's, on, you know, on ethically and responsibly taking, you know, harvesting an animal, on conserving the lands with everything from our conservation stamp that accompanies our hunting license to events like Water for Wildlife and the other organizations that we as hunters are involved in. And then, you know, there's that tasty meat at the end of the day.
Oh my gosh. I am one, even though I'm not from, I love antelope. I think it's one of the best. What I asked Christy this as well. Do you cook with the game that you, are you big on eating the elk and antelope and?
Absolutely. So here's my true confession. I'm okay. not the cook in my family. My husband is, mm-hmm. and he is a fantastic game cook. So, you know, the back straps, of course, are sort of the best part of the antelope, but really all of it is excellent. And I probably shouldn't say that on the air because I like to keep that a secret because everyone says, antelope, what? And, you know, you put an antelope backstrap up against almost any other species and it's great.
You just don't tell them that they're eating antelope. They're going to say this is the best steak they've ever had.
Yep.
And then like, oh, yeah, by the way, that was antelope.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
How do you feel about being a part of the, I mean, this is kind of a historic hunt this year. How do you feel about your role in that?
Yeah, you know, this is a historic hunt. And honestly, I'm not focused on the novelty per se of sort of breaking through that glass ceiling or being one of the first women. I'm honored to be a hunter. There's a camaraderie among hunters that has nothing to do with gender or mm-hmm. race or anything like that. And so I'm focused on that for sure. Now, when I take a step back, I'm really proud of the hunt. I'm proud of Lander. I'm proud of Wyoming for taking this important step and including women. I think it's really exciting to have 7 women who are involved in the hunt this year. And, you know, Christy and I happen to be statewide elected officials, so that's exciting to be a part of that in our role and be able to really, hopefully, just kind of model the sport, the ethics around the sport, the conservation around the sport, and hopefully spark interest in some other women who may have hunted with their husbands or dads but haven't taken that sport on as their own, or young girls who are thinking about it. I'm really excited. Here's a little political part of this, but in 2020, legislation was passed that I helped Senator Ogden Driscoll on to just encourage schools to do hunter safety in their PE curriculum.
Yeah.
And so we've worked really hard with Wyoming Game and Fish and with school districts to make that available for more schools across the state. And so that more kids, whether they hunt or not, at least have that on-ramp of learning about hunter safety, learning about, you know, even if they choose not to, at least having sort of that certification and that respect for what's happening in the field in our state.
I know that's huge. I was covering a Riverton City Council meeting or a Riverton School Board meeting where Superintendent Flanagan over there announced that they might be looking into that exact same hunter safety program. And I think that's huge and important right now because there is kind of this dividing gap between the younger generations and the older generations with technology, social media, and all that. So if they're able to connect on a time-honored tradition like that, that's amazing.
Yeah, and hunter safety is just that. It's about hunting. It's not gun safety. That's definitely a big part of it because it's important. It's life or death. But it's also learning the conservation side of things, learning about what's under our noses in Wyoming. In every community just outside of town, we have wildlife that can be harvested. We have lands that we need to take care of, so that's all part of hunter safety as well. So regardless of whether students would choose to take hunting up as a sport or a way of life, it's a really good education for all of our students to undertake, and I certainly hope that goes far and wide. And I want to just say, I mean, Wyoming Game and Fish has been amazing. Director Nesvik, he has an initiative called Back a Kid, which is a mentorship program for hunting, and that's the way to get new hunters in the field is really through mentorship, which is part of hunter safety as well. And so partnering with Director Nesvik and seeing more teachers who can become certified to teach hunter safety in our schools for free. There's money available for that if a teacher is interested in becoming a mentor or a teacher for hunter safety. And then lots of communities, you know, just have great folks in the community who are willing to come into the schools and teach that part of the curriculum. So it's really exciting, and I hope more and more schools just take that on.
It really is. And like you said, opening those horizons for a group of kids who maybe thought that it wasn't as possible. Gender aside, you know, they might not have been as inclined to do it without a mentor.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, once again, we are chatting with Wyoming Superintendent of Public Instruction, Jillian Balow. Thank you for coming in today and chatting with us. Did you have anything else that you wanted to chat about before, about the hunt in general?
The hunt in general, go Wyoming women.
Yeah.
I'm super excited. And Vince, thanks for your work in the schools over the past 5 years. And thank you so much for having us on the air today.
Thank you for everything that you do for all the Wyoming schools as well. And good luck on the hunt. I hope
you
catch a good one.
I catch a good one. Thank you.
Thanks.